Has your husband ever been treated by a GP?
Not for diabetes. Our particular practice hasn't got a clinic for diabetes, and the fact that he was at King's and worked in London then, and then on his retirement moved to Guildford. He's only ever goes there for other matters, really. Although, of course, all the hospitals always send all the letters to the GP and keep him in touch with whatever's going on.
What impressions did you have of the doctors who treated him?
Well, he went to King's, and when he first went there, saw Dr. Lawrence, and he was under him, and obviously from time to time saw Dr. Lawrence in the same way as he now sees the professor down at Guildford. And he obviously had a lot of help. But if you got a younger doctor, I think he often felt that he was imparting more information to them than they were giving back to him. And sometimes he did feel his journey there and his wait was really a bit of a waste of time. But occasionally you got a very good doctor who would be perhaps more interested in diabetes as such, and therefore took a real interest in you personally.
Did they recognise that he perhaps knew more than them?
I think it's like a lot of things. In theory, they might know quite a lot, but in practice, it doesn't always work out that way. Over the years, going back to in theory, they know more, but in practice, it doesn't work out. They constantly told him that a certain type of insulin, I'm not quite sure which one it was now, only lasted 4 hours, and that there was no build up. Because my husband had these fits, I maintained that the body use the insulin would build up and then it would release itself in these fits, but they wouldn't have it. Since then, I've read reports that they discovered that this did happen. And when I did mention it to my doctor once, he said to me, "You might well be right." So I think it isn't always the case that the doctor knows best. In practice, you have found out to the contrary.